Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, would your electric blanket fail safety tests? But first, a team of researchers from the University of Hull have found high levels of microplastics in hospital operating theatres.
We're finding up to 5,000 particles falling out into a metre squared per day of these small particles. That's quite a lot. And the question is, where have they all come from? In what you would think would be a very sterile environment.
Jeanette Rochell is a professor of environmental toxicology at the university who is involved in the study and told us her team believe the tiny bits of plastic are likely coming from the plastic tools and packaging found in the operating theatres.
There's a lot of people, a lot of movement and a lot of single bubble wrap plastic being opened in a short amount of time. So we're assuming that these high levels of microplastics are coming from that single-use plastic.
Jeanette told us why there's such a concern around the amount of microplastics they're finding in all spaces they take samples from.
Microplastics also contain thousands of additive chemicals as well. And these additive chemicals, many of which are actually known to be toxic in humans and other organisms. So these inside the microplastics have the potential to leach out.
Jeanette's now planning to further look into the potential effects of these microplastics on our bodies. There's a warning from consumer group Which? About buying electric blankets online. In tests, 9 out of the 11 electric blankets, throws and shawls Which? Bought from third-party sellers on AliExpress, Amazon, eBay and Wish shouldn't be sold legally in the UK. Which found that those 9 were badly made or had problems with packaging, markings or instructions, with 3 of them posing an electric shock hazard because of unsafe wiring or dangerous plug adapters. The consumer group said the 9 dodgy electric blankets it flagged, which also failed to include either a UKCA mark or a CE mark to show compliance with safety standards, have now been removed by the online marketplaces. A study suggests a new test could detect Alzheimer's disease 3.5 years before it's diagnosed. Research from the Institute of Psychiatry, Psychology and Neuroscience at King's College London has established a blood-based test that could predict the risk of the condition. Their study supports the idea that components within our blood can impact the formation of new brain cells, a process called neurogenesis. They found that blood samples collected from people who went on to develop Alzheimer's disease promoted a decrease in cell growth and division, as well as an increase in apoptotic cell death, the process by which cells are programmed to die. Scientists say they finally solved the mystery around the identity of a 17th century Dutch warship found off the coast of England in 2019. Until now, it's been called the Unknown Wreck off Eastbourne. But thanks to tree ring analysis of the wood samples, experts believe it is in fact the Dutch warship Klein Hollandia, which sank in 1672. Divers found a big part of the wooden hull, cannons, Italian marble tiles, and pieces of Italian pottery on the seabed. It's thought the ship was involved in all major battles in the Second Anglo-Dutch War from 1665 to 1667, and experts have described the wreck's condition as remarkable. It looks like the UK government's mission to bring more heat pumps into people's houses has started off a bit slower than officials might have hoped. The scheme works by offering households across England and Wales a £5,000 grant to swap out their gas boilers for heat pumps to cut down on emissions. The government initially had an aim of installing up to 90,000 over 3 years, but last year just 9,888 were actually installed. According to figures from energy analysts, the UK currently sits 11th out of 21 European countries for the number of heat pumps installed in properties. Coming up, scientists say stranded whale in the UK provides more evidence of climate change. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Research suggests the tax on sugary drinks may have prevented more than 5,000 cases of obesity every year among girls in their final year of primary school. A team of experts led by the University of Cambridge found that the sugar tax seems to have led to an 8% drop in obesity in year six, preventing 5,234 cases of obesity per year in this group alone. The tax itself was brought in 2018 and led to companies reformulating their drinks to contain less sugar. Bizarrely, though, the experts found no measurable effect of the sugar tax on obesity levels among year six boys. They reckon it's partly because boys are more susceptible to advertising by food firms than girls. A whale, which ended up stranded on a beach in Pembrokeshire over a decade ago, has been identified as the first short-finned pilot whale ever to be found in British waters. It's more frequently found in tropical to warm temperate seas and isn't normally seen in Europe north of the Bay of Biscay. Researchers say its discovery in UK waters adds to the growing evidence of a clear trend of whales, dolphins and porpoises being affected by climate change. Experts at National Museum Scotland said it's one of a growing number of examples going back to the 80s of warm water species being found for the first time in British waters. And finally, BuzzFeed is reportedly going to start using AI to enhance its content online. In an internal memo, Jonah Peretti, the chief executive, said the website would start using AI-inspired content to enhance the quiz experience, inform brainstorming, and personalize content for its audience. According to the Wall Street Journal, BuzzFeed will use tech from the artificial intelligence company OpenAI, who are responsible for ChatGPT, which we've previously featured here on Tech & Science Daily. You are up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock for the Leader podcast. We will be back on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. See you then.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.